Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus as I think of the fact that we are facing a time of choices, and that's what life is all about, making choices. And the Lord has given to us, He has set before us a blessing and a curse. The world is filled with the curses, and the flesh will definitely work out the curses that are in the world. But there's life and death that is set before us. Choose the Lord and you choose life. Fail to choose the Lord and you choose death. I didn't say choose death and you choose death. I said fail to choose the Lord and you choose death. All because death is with us already. And we are in sin. We have a nature of sin. And in Psalm 18, verse 21, the psalmist makes this statement. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. He has made God his God, and he has kept God's ways. He chose to live in God's way and live according to the way of the Lord, and he would not turn aside unto anything else. For the Lord was his God and is his God. Look at that again and memorize it. It's a very blessed portion of Scripture. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. Now, to depart from the Lord is to do a wicked thing. The reason why I say it's wicked is because when you go from Him, I ask you, what wrong has He done that would cause you to go from Him? What is it that He has done that would cause you to say that He is not good anymore? Well, the fact is that to choose to go away from the Lord is to reveal the wickedness of your own heart. The Lord is good through and through. He is absolute light. There is no evil in Him. He does everything right. He is perfect. He is a merciful God, a loving God. And to depart from Him says much about your own heart. I may be speaking to some Christian today. You've gotten out of fellowship with the Lord. You can't blame God for having done something wrong. Now, there are times when people feel like they can justify being angry with the Lord and going away from the Lord and being bitter against the Lord. They feel as though they can justify that. And I think of a dear woman who was so grieved about the Lord taking her mother. And she will not forgive the Lord, she says, that the Lord took her mother. Well, the Lord has taken her mother's mother. And she as a mother, she too herself will die. But you know, Satan is such a deceitful one, and our old sinful nature is so deceitful until it paints the good evil and the evil it paints good, saying, this is the way you ought to do it. Be angry, be bitter against the Lord. That's what the devil will tell, just as he told Eve. God's holding something back from you. He's not letting you find out everything. And so Eve goes ahead and listens to him, and the devil will tell you, God's not good to you, and you find yourself listening to the devil. Now, that says something about you, that you will reject the counsel of the one who is good and choose the counsel of one who is evil. Now, that tells, should it not say to you that you are a wicked person when you go from the Lord? Psalm 18, verse 21, For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee, dear Lord, for Thy love to us and Thy mercies and Thy great grace. Bless us again today, we ask in Jesus' name, and for His sake, amen. Now, please take your Bible and turn to the book of Genesis chapter 21, in which we were looking at starting at verse 1, and we're going to see in this chapter how that there is going to be one who has been promised many years prior, and the Lord is going to bless. This is a chapter that gives the account of Isaac's birth and how that Isaac is going to grow and be a normal child. He'll have normal pressures that everybody else has. Every child goes through some type of pressure, and you cannot protect a child from all pressures. There will be those pressures in the life. And Isaac, of course, experienced pressures. He experienced pressures from those who should have been the closest to him. Ishmael, namely, was the one who brought pressure to bear on Isaac, mocking him and causing some problems, hurting his heart. And you're going to find that, you know, as a parent looks on a child growing up, and we would think that I'd certainly love to do everything I could to protect this child from the falls and the scrapes and the pains. We don't delight in that. Oh, no, a normal parent doesn't delight in seeing a child fall down and scrape its knee. But what happens after the child has done that? He is more careful. And this is one of Isaac, Ishmael. He's going to have some problems with his brother, half-brother, because Hagar is the mother of Ishmael, and Sarah is the mother of Isaac. And Abraham is the father of both. So there are problems, and Ishmael and his mother have to leave. And when they do depart, there are some other things that happen. Well, let's go ahead and look at these verses. When the Lord, as he had promised, told Sarah that he was going to give to her a child, and remember what she did when he told her this back in Genesis chapter 18, she laughed. So some time transpired between the time the Lord gave the promise and the time that he actually fulfilled it. So by this time, in Genesis 18, at the first part of the chapter, when the Lord tells Abraham that Sarah is going to have a child, she laughed. Abraham didn't understand that. By the time we get to chapter 21, Sodom and Gomorrah have been destroyed. Chapter 19. Chapter 20, Abraham has lied to protect himself and talked his wife into telling lies, saying that who she was and what her relationship was to him. And then when we come to chapter 21, Isaac is born in the first eight verses. And the Lord said unto Sarah, as he had said, the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. Now notice it is the Lord who is doing this, that it is not something that man can say, we put this program together. No, it's the Lord who has brought Sarah to the place where she can bring forth a child. And remember, the king in the land earlier had taken her to be his wife. He hadn't touched her. And now she, at the age of 90, is going to bear a child right on schedule. And the scriptures make it clear. So don't question whether or not this can really happen. I read an article some time ago about a woman 65 years old giving birth, multiple births, and that she made a record. Well, I think of Sarah, 90 years of age. The Lord gave to her the manner of life, the manner of women, the custom of women again, and she was able to bring forth a child. The Lord gave life to this couple, and they were able to bring a child into the world because God said it would happen. And the scriptures, notice how it's put down. The Lord visited Sarah as he said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. But no one can stop the hand of God from working God's purpose in place. He's going to work all of his perfect will, and nobody can stop him. Not a single person. Not only can a person not stop him, we saw that in chapter 20, when Abimelech was hindered because of what the potential danger that he was about to bring to God's promise. And now her body being quite old certainly is not going to stop God from fulfilling his promise. You see, our God rules in all things. He governs over everything. And there, remember now, he's the resurrection and the life. As he said unto Mary and Martha when they were there grieving over the loss of their brother, and he said it in the presence of others, that he is the resurrection and the life. And that is something that we must hold to today also. So Sarah is going to conceive, and this child that she is going to have is going to be named Isaac, named before he was born. And the scriptures tell us that she bare Abraham in her old age. So you don't say, well, oh, 90 years old at that time was no problem, because people prior to that time had been living to be 200 years old, and even before that to be 800, 900 years old, 700, 300 years old, and she's 90. No, the scriptures say she bare Abraham a son in her old age. Now, she is not going to, she's going to live, I think, about 37 years after she gives birth to this child. And she is, the scriptures say, in her old age. So she has this comfort that there is a child going to be born to her and her husband in their late years. And it was done so according to God's plan and program and a schedule. So Abraham now is going to call his son by the name of Isaac. Now, the name Isaac means laughter. And it was given because the Lord had said that she laughed. And she said, I didn't laugh. And he says, you did. I heard you. That was the end of that. And now the Lord tells her that the child will be named Isaac. And the Lord reminds us, whenever you question him or you doubt him, you're putting yourself in a place where you will be the one who is laughed at. It may look like things are not going to work out, but the Lord has promised, and you'd better do things God's way if you're going to see a pleasant end. Abraham then goes on to execute the matter to show that he is believing the Lord in this covenant, and he circumcises his son Isaac 8 days after he was born, when he was 8 days old. And the circumcision here was the sign of the covenant, that he believed the Lord. He followed through on that. And verse 4, when we come to verse 5, Abraham, now 100 years old when Isaac was born unto him, a father at 100 years. You know, I used to, as a young man, when I first became a parent, thought, this is really something to be a parent and to know so little about parenting. If the Lord had given me the years and then let us become a parent. Well, he didn't do it that way. While we were young, we had our children. And now, when being around the grandchildren, I thank the Lord. The Lord did it right. He always does. We don't understand. But with grandchildren, all of that energy they have, I could never keep up with them if I had waited to learn a little bit more. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank thee, Lord, that thou art God, and thou art good, and thy way is perfect. We thank thee for these examples from thy word of how thou didst keep thy promise for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina, 920 Wade Hampton Boulevard. May the Lord bless you.